Gardening season was in full force, and with the frost now behind us, it's a good time to think about your soil and most importantly, soil compaction. Soil compaction creates an unfriendly growing environment for plants and is a serious problem for many home gardeners, pasture owners, and crop producers. Welcome to this week's edition of the Extension Service Update. I'm Curtis Dame, Hopkins County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources, and as you can see this week, the prime topic is going to be compaction issues here in Hopkins County. Compaction transforms soil into a difficult environment for plant growth by making it harder for roots, water, and air to penetrate the ground. Major causes for working when the soil is too wet, foot traffic, and excessive rototiller use. And those can be some of the prime problems for gardeners here in the area. To reduce the problem, it's best to avoid working in the garden or walking in the garden when the soil is too wet. Squeeze a handful of soil, and if it forms a muddy ball rather than crumbling when you open your hand, you need to stay out of the garden, field, or pasture. Walk between plant rows in the garden area to reduce compaction and drive in different areas of the field if you're producing crops or pasture or even hay. Excessive rototiller use in the garden can destroy soil structure and promotes compaction. When compaction takes place in a dense soil structure, it also makes root growth exceedingly more difficult. A little hand hoeing rather than a rototiller, for example, in the garden, can be more beneficial and is less prone to damage the soil structure and is not as harmful to earthworms that can help aerate the soil in the end. You can also use mulch to control weeds instead of tilling also. In addition to garden issues, soil compaction results from the pressing of any given amount of soil into a smaller volume. It's pretty simple, and so it involves a lot of pressure. How widespread soil compaction is in Kentucky has always been a question, and there was a study done in 1992 and 1993 where county agents in 17 counties in central and western parts of Kentucky used soil penetrometer to survey 210 fields across this area. The results were accumulated and analyzed. Penetrometer readings were made in a random fashion over each field, similar to the method recommended for taking a soil sample for testing. Depending on the size of the field, 10 to 40 individual measurements were made in each field. The readings were taken when moisture in the field was close to field capacity, which means that it was too wet for tillage, and the resistance reading in pounds per square inch was recorded at each site in the field. The internal drainage classification and the cropping and tillage history for the last 3 years were also recorded on most fields. After harvest, the farmers were asked to assess the crop yield relative to their own experience and that of their neighbors. The location of the counties and numbers of fields were very important to this area, and the agents attempted in most cases to select fields throughout the county that reflected the dominant soil types. To provide some insight on the importance of soil compaction in the central and western parts of the state, soil compaction categories do matter. And the categories are Category 1, little or none, meaning that less than 30% of the penetrometer readings in the field were 300 pounds per square inch or greater. The second category is listed as slight, which means that there's 30 to 50% of the penetrometer readings in the field were 300 pounds per square inch or greater. Now, the moderate level, which includes 50 to 75% of the penetrometer readings at 300 PSI or greater, and then lastly, the severe rating, with over 75% or above of the readings in the 300 pounds per square inch range or greater, were used as a classification technique. Compaction in Kentucky resulted in about 51% of the fields having little to no compaction, while at the end of the scale, there were 17% of the fields, or 35, that resulted in severe to moderate compaction issues. Now you might be thinking, well, how do I alleviate compaction? And how far does the compaction go in the soil column? The depth at which the compaction layer was encountered varied greatly and was not related to recent cropping or tillage practices. However, the common depth of the compaction layer was about 8 inches, and it was 14 inches to the bottom of the layer. As you can see, this layer had significant depth and width, and this pattern is usually associated with conventional types of tillage such as a chisel or moldboard plow. These layers can persist for years and is probably the reason why they were not related to recent tillage or cropping history. The dominant form of tillage was recorded on 169 of the fields. Based on the surveys and studies conducted by extension agents over time, compaction seems to be a significant factor affecting crop production in many Kentucky fields. This year and this fall, with the dry temperatures we're encountering, is the perfect time to alleviate those compaction issues that you may be encountering. Fields with the greatest amount of compaction were usually associated with somewhat poorly and poorly drained soil types, where disking was the primary tillage method and grain crops were grown. However, some severely compacted fields were found in all soil types, using any of the tillage methods for all the crops identified in certain research procedures. Believe it or not, natural compaction is produced by raindrop impact, which can form a thin crust on the soil surface, and this qualifies as compaction. This crust is usually less than a half an inch thick and may reduce seedling emergence, especially after the crust is formed. So as you can see, it doesn't matter what type of production you have, whether it's a garden, lawn, pasture, or grain production, compaction is of key concern and will also raise your profits if it is managed correctly. If you would like any more information on this week's topic, feel free to contact your local extension service.